So we've been talking about an article that was that Rav Herschel Schachter wrote in a Sefer Nefesh HaRav about Masorah, about the transmission of the Torah, and he mentioned, going over a little bit from last time, the Hakdama, the Rambam, to the to Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam goes over the whole sort of chronology of the transmission of the Torah, and among other things, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and he commanded it to the Zakenim, Yoshua, and everybody else, and then Elazar, Pinchas, Yoshua all received from Moshe, and then these are the words of the Rabbah, Shua Shu Talmidosha Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Shabal Peh, B'tzibo Olav. He gave it over to Yoshua, but he's teaching to everybody. So how's he giving it over to Yoshua? He taught everybody the Torah. And then, so how does it to Yoshua? He gives Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rav Schachter says there's a difference between being a Chachmei, one of the Chachmei Mesorah, and one of the Bali Mesorah. In other words, in Akinami, the other people, maybe they learned this halakha, that halakha, the other halakhot, but to Yoshua, he gave his whole hashkafa, his whole Weltanschauung, and Yeshua, was the heir to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then I'm simplifying a little things and giving a little synopsis. He says that when we speak about Torah, there's three elements in Torah. There's a cheftz of Torah, meaning, let's say, if I study the Machloket, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai. So I study the Shita Beit Shammai, so that's also Torah, fine. Then there's another part of Torah, which is the Chovet Gavra. I have to know what Halach Lamaisa is. So I know the Halach is like Beit Hillel, and even as a Din Rabbanan, I know that. But he said the third part is the hashkafa of the Torah. In other words, getting the outlook of one's Rebbe is another part of Torah. And so even if I know halakha A, B, C, D, and E, F, and G, doesn't mean I've absorbed that hashkafa, his outlook on things. So he mentions that there's a hesped that the Rav gave for the Brisker Rav. I mentioned the Brisker Rav yesterday between Mincha Maariv. That's Rav Yisgusev Salvechik. He passed away in or about 1959. He said that there's a drasha that Chazal have in the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Tet. So it says, Torah Tzivalana Moshe Morashah Kilad Yaakov. The Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us is an inheritance to the household of Jacob. So Al Tikrei Morashah L'Morasah. Don't call it Morashah, an inheritance of Morasah. It's like you're betrothed to. Erusin is something you have, like with a woman, and like under the chuppah, you do Erusin with her. So that there is an aspect of Erusin between everybody and Chachmas HaTorah. And it's like what Chazal teach us, that when a person's an ubar, a fetus in the womb, so Malach comes and teaches him the whole Torah. That's everybody has that status. Every Jew has a connection to Torah. But for Gedolei Torah, there's a more intimate kesher than Erusin and the Shaychus and the aspect of Nisu. And this is what the Rav said on the Hesped for his uncle, for Rav Yisgusev Soloveitchik. And he says it's like a Baal Ki Ishto, like a husband with his wife, and an Ish, and like we say Ishto Kabbalah. So he has a certain dinim that he goes through. I'm going to leave out all the proofs that he has for it. But he says that by Nisuin, it means you have like two neshamas are joined together. And so by Yud Basar Echad, it's like a unity. And so after a number of years of marriage, one can always already feel what the other one feels. In other words, like an incident arises, and I know what my spouse would feel. And even without even asking them. Because he understands the neshama of his ben zugo, he understands that. So similarly with the Talmid Chacham that's muflag b'Torah, like he's like above and beyond, he understands the neshama of Torah, that the Torah with him is like nisuin, he's like marriage. And so he says sometimes there'll come a shalin halacha, so like the posek will feel immediately a gut reaction what the halakha should be before he even looks in poskim, before he even looks in svarim. He's got a gut reaction what the halakha should be. And he tells over here a story. He says about the Chasim Sofer. He said he had a conversation with his son, the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer was younger. So his son asked him about one of his tshuvas that the Chasim Sofer had written quickly to the Gedolei Rabbanim. And his rayas weren't so, compelling. So his son was asking him, you wrote this tshuva, and I looked at the rayas, the proofs, that they weren't so compelling. So the Chasim Sofer said to him, in his opinion, he says, I'm giving my gut reaction, and the rayas aren't what's even compelling me. So he quotes from the Ramah in the Oradea at the end of Siman Kuf Ted Zayin. He says, a mora hora should paskan alacha based on natiyat da'ato, based on how his his leanings are, even though he doesn't have like an absolute proof from the Gemara, but that's the way he would paskin with it. Okay, and let me just do a little bit more and then we'll call it a day with this. So, but the idea is that there's like different elements, you know, the first you saw it is that there's more to Torah than I know halakha A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. You know, that's it. So you have to get a hashkafa in Torah, and it comes from studying with a rebbe. That's an important element of Torah. And the other part is you see that the gedolei Torah they have a much more intimate relationship with the Torah. So he quotes from the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh about the ephod. The ephod is like this apron that the kohen gadol wears. And on top of it is the choshen, the breastplate with the 12 stones. So there's a Rashi there. Rashi says, "Lo shamati v'lo matzati b'braita perush tavnito." I haven't found in a brisa any explanation of exactly how the ephod looks. V'libi omer li v'chulei. And then he says, "My heart tells me it looks like this." This is what Rashi writes. I haven't seen any rayas, but my heart tells me that it looks like this. So he says, so everybody asks, he says like Derech Tzachlis, like a little bit, like, he says, like Rashi says, how is Rashi going what his heart tells him? Like he's over on Lav Lo Taturach Re Lavavchem. In other words, this is a little like, it's a little cute, but in other words, like I don't like follow where, you know, like I have to follow my Emunah, like not to be misled by, I have urges here, there, and the other place. So he says he heard from Nadam Gadol, and in the footnotes he said he heard it from Rav Gershon Zaks. He says that that there's a pasuk katfema luach libecha. You should write the Torah on like the tablet of your heart, a luach libecha. And so his heart, like a person's heart, gets changed to a lave of Torah, and it's like again the aspect of like nisuin. So with Rashi, you don't get lo taturah. In other words, he was kulo Torah. So Rashi could be no ta'achari libo because he's already nepach libo to be lave of Torah. That's what he wants to say. So then all right, I'll go on. He's going to join it together with the Rambam that I spoke about earlier. But I think we did enough for tonight. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Kanan.